tons of viral emails from my old man, mostly right-wing ranting about Muslims taking over Detroit and America, or the usual Obama as a foreigner bent on destroying America, all the vitriolic propaganda you might think would fade out a little after 7 years of the Obama presidency. It's been nonstop since 2012, and believe me, that seems like a lifetime. Don't ask me why, but this past year I decided to tune into Hot Talk Radio occasionally to listen in on what's being said outside my usual frame of reference. My usual is 3 newspaper subscriptions, the New York Times Online, and plenty of NPR and PBS, what Rush calls lamestream drive-by media when he's charitable, liars when he's not. Hot Talk jocks aren't much for dialogue or debate. They're angry, they're fed up, they're not much interested in the clash of ideas so much as they want to clash. Democrats, all Democrats, are pretty much intent on destroying this once great country. They're scaredy cats afraid to invade Syria. They lost Iraq. They want to open the floodgates to terrorists. They want to take away our guns. They want to see the enemy win. And there are plenty of enemies. If you listen to this very long, you can become angry too, and more than a little cynical about the State of the Union. You will distrust all government. Not just the Democrats, mind you, but those rhinos, those Republican in name only frauds who have capitulated too to the enemy, the Democrats. You will be alarmed about the country going to the secularists, the gays, the politically correct, the Hollywood crowd, the anti-Bible, anti-Christian, anti-God folks who don't understand what it means on the dollar bill, in God we trust. Your entire American way of life is under attack. So when Donald Trump stepped into the national soapbox, the lamestreamers thought he would fade in the polls about the time it took to say birther whack job. Me, I bet my brother back a few months ago he would not only not fade, he would win the nomination. Jeb Bush, my brother said, and I said, Jeb Bush, money or not, is the enemy. Jeb Bush is dead raw meat for Trump and the angry people. The Republican Party itself may be, too. A month ago, my brother and I doubled that bet, and Trump doubled his lead. He thinks, like most pundits, that Donald is too crazy to win. I think that's exactly why he will win. Maybe not the whole enchilada, but the GOP nomination. Maybe you'll understand why I'm not going to celebrate when I collect my winnings, and why I've made my New Year's resolution to turn off right-wing radio and stop reading my old man's emails. Thank you.